Sechet Mishavibor, Yaakov Yisrael Pilchus, Sechet Mishmus, Tavna Yel Shein, Mas Yeshua Falach. Okay, I apologize for the delay today, but without any further ado, Shaila is like this. Paper. What's the story of paper? You have paper, and is that considered, so you, paper you usually write on the paper. So what's the story on Shabbos? Obviously you're not going to write on Shabbos. But say you need to move paper. You have loose leaf paper on the table. Could you move the paper? Or is that considered what? Buchtu machmas chisor and kiss.
Why?
Because you know, on Shabbos you're not going to write. So paper, the main use of paper is to write on the paper.
But it's not like so back then where parchment was like...
So Shabbos you're not going to write. And then you won't... want to use the paper for something else because it'll ruin the paper. So
moving it.
Well, moving it is not going to ruin it. But since you're not going to use it for something else because that'll ruin the paper or make the paper crinkled or whatever, so now it becomes muktzamach mischisar kis, and eventually you won't be able to move it.
What's the value?
Yeah, what if it's minimal value? We're not going what back we, then when it was parchment, when that was like.
And then possible. Could we be mechalek between stationary? And so you have your stationary with your heading, you know, as opposed to, just some paper.
I mean, loose leaf paper, you get like a package of 50 for like $1.49. So I don't know if I would put it in a category of.
So let's see. So look in the first page here, in the Shulti Giborim here on the bottom. Aval michta mibod yom lekanech behen b'shabbes, muto latatel b'shabbes. Whereas he says if you miyached the paper from before Shabbos, you designated, you set aside the paper from before Shabbos, which you want to use it mekaneach, mean to wipe tissues or whatever other tzrachim that you need to wipe. So then it's mutol tatal b'shabbos. Then it's not muktzah. K'moshe mutol tatal evin. Your evin is the paradigm muktzah. But if you miyached it, that you want to use it as a chveis as a nutcracker. So then you miyached it, so it's like a kli. So he'll kach miyached near chalak lekanechbo. Afal pisha muktza shor l'tatal lekanechbo. So if you will miyached it, the paper which you want to use it, chveis you blow your nose or other things that you want to do. So then you can do that tzorach because you miyached it for that tzorach. Yeah, Avonim Korzolos, they used to use stones to wipe themselves after relieving themselves. So you can do that. So he says that it's still muktza, but for the purpose of the thing that you miyached for, then you could use it for. Oh, so let's see what it says in the poskim here. Take a look here on page 2 of the Magen Avraham. He quotes the Shulti Giborim. In the fourth line, Kosu b'Shulti Giborim, Tidiyah Chalak Havimuktza. That plain paper that's empty, you know, paper is mukta. So if lomu da havim mukta mach was chisar kis, came the omid l'ksiva kapir alayu. That since it's omid l'ksiva, and therefore, if you're going to use it for something else, you won't want to write on it because it's going to get dirty, and it's going to be fashmutzed. So therefore, you might not want to write on it. So therefore, you're makpid not to use it for other things. Because if you use it for other things, it'll get dirty and you won't want to write on it. So So therefore, it's considered muktzah machmas chisor kis, and this would be even according to the Pnei Yeshua, because the paper, you could consider it a klisha malachto l'iser, because you use the paper to write on. So you do a malacha with the paper. Even though the paper is passive, so some wanted to say that something passive, we had a discussion in the Rashba, Rav Shechtel mentioned it, this type of svara, that, but if you assume that anything that the malacha is done even to it, not necessarily with it, according to that, those that hold that way, that it's a klisha malachto l'iser, and therefore, since you don't want to use it for something else, so the Shulti Gibor Paskin, it's a klisha malachto machmas chisor kis, and that's what the Magen Avraham brings down. Yes, yeah, so computer paper, yeah.
It's what a dime a dozen.
Right? A dime a dozen.
At least.
A dime a dozen. So that's what we're going to see. So some posts keep taka hold like you. But maybe it's, dime a dozen. But the question is, would you still, even computer paper, would you just use it? Well, you still want it to, you don't want to be mafsid a dime a dozen either. Or do we say that it's, since it's so...
Are you really opposite it by touching it and moving it?
Stummy, you want to keep it in one... Because, yeah, if you don't put it in a certain place, so then...
You want it to be pristine. You always want it to be pristine.
No, people have scrap paper.
Right.
They don't mind if it gets messed up
because it's scrap paper.
Yeah.
Oh, so let's see more. So we have to see. See, if you look at the Alter Rebbe, he writes with the second arrow, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He writes, V'chein mir chalak ha'omid l'ksiva hu muktzah machmas chisor kis shemakpid alav shalom l'shtamish alav shum tashmish because Lamaisa, you're not going to write with it on Shabbos, and you're not going to do anything else with it because you don't want it to get dirty. So Bemele, he paskins as well. The Alter Rebbe paskin that it's what
Muktzah. But now that you might use a piece of paper to, like you're eating a piece of cake for the crumbs or something.
Right. You say today people use it for all types of things. Take a piece of paper, and we get so much paper. So maybe you're not so makpid to use paper, some paper. But the question is, but the paper that you want to write on, it depends. If you just want to scribble or you want to.
Doodle,
or you want to whatever.
Make a paper airplane.
Rav Harfina speaks about paper airplanes. You want to make a paper airplane. One could be mechalic, as we'll see, between like stationary,
Right, premium paper.
Yeah, or expensive paper. So let's see. So Yeshuas Yaakov, look at the Yeshuas Yaakov as a classic safer. It's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim quotes Yeshuas Yaakov almost on every page in the Mishnah Berurah. But most people today don't even own a Yeshuas Yaakov. I told you, Rav Beresh Mandelbaum told me that Rav Beresh Mandelbaum was a Yid from Varsha. He was a librarian in YU from 1948 to 1998. So I didn't know him in 48, but I knew him... the other years, we were very close, Rav Beresh Mandelbaum and myself. His daughter's Fishman, the Fishman family in Brooklyn. His daughter's Fishman. And so even in the days that he stopped coming to the library, I was allowed in just to visit him. He knew, the Menachem Zemba and the PSS and the Rebbe and all these people that people talk about today. He knew them firsthand. He was As he was a big yadin, very big yadin. So he told me the Chofetz Chaim used to get this farm from the Strashon Library in Vilna. There's the Rashash's family. They had this library in Vilna, which Dr. Lyman told me was even open on Shabbos, because people, it was like a base manager's type of thing. So people would go in on Shabbos to sit and learn in the Strashon Library. And he says that's where he thinks the Chofetz Chaim got all these svarim, like the Mama Mordechai and Yeshua's Yaakov, and all these svarim that most people even today don't have in their libraries. But the Shoshone Library, the Yeshua's Yaakov is what Gedolei Achronim. And there's a famous tshuva I just was eyeing into. His edicle, the Yeshua's Yaakov's edicle, wrote a tshuva that about turning off the gas and whether that's considered machabel or not. So that's the edicle of the Yeshua's Yaakov. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was makel on that. Rav Moshe Feinstein was makel on Yontif to turn off the fire if it's a gas, not an electric gas fire. He held that's not kibbutz. That's just stopping the gas from flowing in.
So whether it has a pilot light or not?
Say a pilot, the old pilot, he's talking about the old pilot light.
Okay.
You had the pilot light and you have the gas flow.
Right.
So when you shut off, you're just stopping the gas flow. That's not being machabe. That's what he held. No. So what does he say over here? The Yeshua's Yaakov. Gnatzakin shal shchito mila. Zeh buk tzemachas chilan kis. Tzemachas chashivuso koveh lo mokul mach tzedaito. Shal yasebo yishtam shushache. Fim eidu mach bin olav yesh la'ayin yichoshu buk tzeh. Near the Iker Tolo Bidas Odom, Odom Kach Kosov Halavush. Which, who's Koveya if this is Muktza? Say, I'm Machpit. Some people, you know how it is in life. Some people are very, laid back, and some people, they're like very Machpit on everything, you know what I mean? Different personalities. So he says a Chiddush, he quotes from the Levush, we'll see the Levush, that it's Toloi on the Bible. Of this paper. So if the Bailam are Machpid, then it's Muktzah of everybody.
Subjective.
Yeah. Like in Hilchas Chatzitza, the Machloikis, what's called Machpid in Hilchas Chatzitza? Is it the Bailam? So we're Machpid if the Bailam are Machpid even though other people are not, or if other people are Machpid even though the Bailam are not. There's a Machloikis about that. Some are Machpid for both shittas. But if you look at the Levush, look at page 8. Let's see, he says.
Okay.
So he says. כל התאים שכתוב במיס בוקצ דיספר שכל הקיים צריך להשתמש מהם אין עוד מחצה דייטו בהם things you're allowed to use on Shabbos so you're not מחצה דאס but terrible talk on the Shabbos כל בקיים שעוד חוס עליהם מחצה דייטו מהם talk on Shabbos מחצה כיס שחושו של talk on Shabbos יפחסו מדמם it's going to depreciate כל סאקין של שחיתה כל שמילה ויזמל של סופר סאקין של סופרים Came from Machpin, which was also Ben Tash Mishacher, who Mach Melem Shalom Pog Vikal Nastamir. Matz Adam Ben Shalom Tal Vikal. And then he says, Chol Elo Asur Motal Tal Fil Tzor Guvar Ol Tzor Mekoman. The Gari Matzah. So it has to be something that you're Matzah, but where does he say it's a din of the Bailam? They say it's a fairish. He quotes here, the Shur Siakul says that Kach Kosov Halavush.
part of that paragraph. New Akim Shainamakhilaya.
Where?
The end of
which line?
The end of, on the left hand column, the top. The end of the paragraph.
So he's learning that he's makhmel, the bailam are makhmel. It's not 100% befeish, but that's he thinks is the mashmos. That it's totally of the bailam. So if you look at the Igros Moshe, he writes here on page 9, he has a tshuva about look at the last paragraph. L'chei tzarech lizor shel oliti niyoros ha-miyuchodos l'ksiva. Say you have writing paper and you put it in your sefer. Like you want to, you know, page here, page there. You remember this bookmark. Has a bookmark.
Is it kind of the sticky thing?
We're not even talking about the sticky thing. But Moshe didn't know from the sticky thing. They didn't have the sticky thing somewhere. A bunch of paper. Since Tzarech Lizor Shalitin Niyaris HaMichodos L'Ksiv HaMeitab Bei HaSfarim Kodim HaShabbos Af Ba'omu Delek Yisrael HaRochos HaShom HaShom Da'achinim L'Chtov Aleim Biurim B'Sefer. In other words, he put it there because he wants to write, you know, when he's learning the sefer, he comes across notes, right? Shabbi mikri osan neiros mukz machlis chusam kish kumush kosva poskim afil bezman hazeh. So that's where Moshe's kiddush. Even bezman hazeh, that they're not so expensive. The lomatzidu bardash and ma'abed neiros yochel lichtav alei. But Moshe had a, I don't know if the Matzias is. Otherwise, he says, well, but today people do this all the time. They doodle like this. Moshe says, no, what the bardas would be mafsid? People today do it all the time. They haven't want to draw a little picture, you know. Yeah. Maybe they view it as if they're not big mafsid. They need to draw pictures. So Ramosha says a chiddush. So in other words, he puts it in the sefer because when he's learning during the weekday, he wants to write his. It's an aris, so this.
Why can't you say it for a kid? His leg picks it up because he wants it for a
knocker. Yeah, a bookmark just to keep his place.
He wants to lift over the Urim.
No, but he wants to put it there, really to. So he's saying he's not necessarily using it to save the place.
Well, what about
he's looking at, he's
what
looking
if you're
learning
and you want to have shalshudis? So you want to keep your place in the sefer, put it aside, have your shalshudis, and come back to it.
He's keeping it there. Not right. Then he's keeping it there to write his kiddushim. So that's why he keeps it there. So therefore, on Shabbos, he's not going to write any kiddushim. And he's not going to use it for anything else. So the mail of the paper. So not only the paper is on muktzah, so now the sefer becomes muktzah, because the sefer is the basis and even bezman hazeh. So it's a chumrah. I'll be chumrah. I'll be chumrah here.
So there's a paper of notes on a sefer. The entire
year,
you can't move
on that. Right. It was blank paper.
Yeah.
But if you look at Rav Vosner, the Shemir Halevi, Chelik Chi, ooh, look. He says, "Near tzivoni v'gilyonis near l'gzeira."
What does that mean?
The chor having looked to machas gufo. So what is that? A colored paper.
What's
that
you're going to cut? You cut. Zer means you're going to cut. Ligzor. Chor having mukta machmas gufo. For gab machmas chitzan kis, he said, sure, before the poiskim, the near chadash cholak have a mukta machmas kis. So now you want to say what you were saying the whole time. Zakt, Ariel, Yerushalmi Shlita, v'mokam acher, kasafti, bizman hazeh, the shchich near love and tuva. He says there's so much people. So Rav Moshe says, "Oh, what Bar Das would do?" It's Rav Moshe saying, "But yeah, people, you know, so much of it. So it's not like the old days where paper was a, you know, a commodity, a rare commodity. You know, every he's, you know, Iver is a shchich near love and tuva. Kol near Tzivoni, Vigilionis, Neil, Zayr, Avalay, Hisakis, Machmin, Lov, Hurricane, Lahalacha. So if it's Machmin, but he says that most things today people are not Machmin on. Because, you know, easy come, easy go, it's a, you know. And Rav Abadi, or Yitzchok, right? Well, he speaks about a picture here. So he works with the Pnei Yeshua. And now you don't use it for anything else. Because it's not Machmas Isser. There's no Isser by a Tmuna. But Masha'en came by what? By paper when you write on that you're doing an issue with. The painting is no issue. So he thinks it's over part as we discussed it.
You're not gonna write on the paper?
You're not gonna write on the paper. On the painting. There's no issue though. And I guess he assumes to take there's no issue though. You don't use it for any issue. So therefore on Shabbos if you wanna take it off the wall, say Yechveis, you have something like that, you know. It's not, my wife asked me this Shabbos, we have, you know, a lot of times we have guests, so what happens is, you have the light switches. So every guest, every time, there used to be a guest, I would bump into the light switch, and the lights would go, you know. So then one guest decided they're going to give us a gift, and they're going to buy us the covers, the magnetic covers. So the shaila is, one of my kids, I brushed against the magnetic cover, came off. So my wife wanted to put it back on, because we were lucky the light was still on. So there's a discussion. Is that considered? So you're dealing with a serious shayla because you're putting it on the wall. The wall of mechuba l'karka. Mechuba l'karka is a din d'oraisa of bona kol shehu. But it could be. I think Rabbi Ribbi had to say for thought that. But it's not all made to be there. It's a question. In other words, there it comes on and off. So maybe it's not. That's not. Pashas maybe when you take a nail and you bang it in, so that's a
permanent,
or you know somewhat permanent. That would be this of the rice.
Sure.
Yeah, right. So shaila is what Rubio says, but shaila is. I was wondering because Lamaisa we keep it there the whole week. Yeah, because why not? You know, we forget to put it on. You know, keep it there the whole week. So is that considered, or do we say that it's easily removed? It's not like a
permanent fixture.
Permanent And the question, what about a picture that it might be there all the time? When's the last time someone took off the picture? But it's maybe, it's not, that's a question about the picture. We've discussed this when we discussed Bona. Oh, so another Sefer Rav Abadi has a question about stamps. In other words, stamps that have not been stamped. Can you move stamps?
Also, it's something you use for an isser, right? Meaning to send out letters, or isn't that isser on?
No, maybe the isser was to put the stamp on the envelope.
Stick, right.
So that's, you know, tofer, whatever you. Putting two things together. Put two things together.
Yeah, but what if you're a stamp collector and you have like value?
Yeah, that we discussed about stamp collectors. That could be a different issue. That's like. But what about just stamp stamps? I always like to buy some stamps in, you know, the post office. You have some stamps, so you always have to. You know, you pay bills, you have to always pay, you know, whatever you pay. You always have to, you want to have stamps. So say someone put the thing of stamps on the table, and you want to remove it. So is that, the Rabbani thought that that's considered, because the Rabbani holds it has to be Muktzah Machmas, Klishmach Delissa. So you could say that there's a Klishmach Delissa because you do the Isser of Tofer, you're Madmik Nioros. Unless you say it's Omer Lizrika. Because the discussion, what if you, like everybody has to say, if you tie the garbage, is that called Keshish Kayomo, since the garbage is being thrown out? So even though it might remain kosher, who knows how long, would the garbage be thrown out? So maybe something that's thrown out is not considered Shal Kayomo. So the question is, so it depends. When you give somebody a letter, so they might throw it out, and they might keep the letter for who knows how long. So then maybe you could say that that's something that's not only to, it's not only the Zrika, and it's not only to take apart. So then you manage doing an issue with it. So if you remember doing an issue, and then stamps, I wouldn't just put stamps out in the, on the, you know, I don't want some ketchup to fall on it or something like that. So I'm makpid on the stamps. So Rav Bani Taka, he was making on the picture, but he's makpid on stamps. You can hear the svara. Oh, so Rav Harfenis in the Nishma Shabbos has a couple of shailas about this. On page 16. Ma'al Taltam Hem Stam Nir Eina Muktzah Val Niras Misiyomis Bichroim Rach L'Ksiv Muktzah. So he quotes the Magen Avraham, he quotes the Shilti Giborim, and he says, so it's klishim lachtol iser. For Yeshu chadim to come near ikar tashmit lachem ma'isak siv sheikur bo mashkosu. Hashenkim. So you could say the ikar tashmish by the near is not necessarily to write on it, but then you could use it to read from what you wrote. Because of the sefer mechashloim, sheish likach mitoch sefer kol der chalak sheish besocha. So that's what Shlomo Zalman said, that before Shabbos you should take off all the empty papers. But he says, so then he writes, "Miul lefima shekosav near chalak b'zman hazeh." Up on the left side, page 16. "Miul lefima shekosav magen avraham b'tam she near." That's what like Rav Ozni's good quote said. you know, you wrap something, you wrap a present. Sharmine shimushim rosim lalos alasafsal. You wanna, so you take a piece of paper so you don't make the chair dirty. Chemanichim tachas kos hamashkes olachach. Chemanichim ol es hayilodim litzchok emniyaris reikim gan lasos b'menu kein tzura sfina or tzura sfina savir. Right?
Yeah.
Airplane. The yaris lasos b'hem kimin kova. Umelo the su ein muktzim machmas kesar kids. Because people, they're very fluid in what they use it for. Yesh lo mad shuv ein muktzim. Chem maybe say for shalmi Yehuda. Chacham elos manenu shenik sivu hu bezol. Yeah, you're not so machped. You mess it up a little bit. Then he says with the Sefer Shalmei Yehuda, what about a coloring book? Coloring book. He says it's not considered malachto l'iser. Teidu biyuchad l'iser. Devshar likrobal below l'tzaya. And if it's not. That it's not maybe. But then he writes here on page 17. Yeah, the bottom right, near stationary. Shabonos haktanos masvin. Only little girls use stationery. Near the enim mukzah, the enim omdim l'ksiv klal, omdim l'shem isuf, v'noi. So what is he referring to? V'kein mischach, v'kein ein mukzum. V'kein omdim l'kim l'shtashtemem, gam l'sparmem. I don't know, colored paper. I don't know what it exactly.
Coloring book.
But then he says, "Chein near wrapping paper that you wrap presents." He writes, "Chein near the near hamiyua laatov bo matanos shemuktzah the chisar kiss shemakpinim aleim shalun shtabish mem ledover acher vav who bezol mikol makom makpinim alov machmas." Adrosso, Moshkos saved Nafkisol, Hakel, the royal Atom Matosh Rosal Dumshams. Lodir had the Matsi Shain, Dostim's Mani Matosh, etc. So that's a question whether that's considered a plea Shemalachto Isra or not, and then it will be an Nafkamina. But then he has other things. What if he wrote, yeah, page 18. Machber shakozum devar Torah rakal daf echad. So you have all these papers, but you only wrote on one piece of the paper. You wrote one chidush Torah on one. The rest of them is all empty. Move them save a dinim har hagas lachazanish, save a mazanish. Machber shakozum shom rak div Torah echad. After ruba near chalof omer the ksiva ein a muktzav shemutol talta kulo chuzay ikra tzor shat tofel chachazum save orchem b'meinu. One says one thing, that's interesting. But then he writes at the bottom, loose leaf. Loose leaf. Sheisham, Yeros Chalokim, Shehein Muktsim, Shadilma, Bezeh, Shehein Muchuborim, Bedevach, and Elom Badli, and Yeros Sarekim, Muktsim. Each one is a separate paper, so you can't say, well, the paper you wrote on is not muktzah because you want to read it, so the other one's a batel, but maybe each one is a separate paper. Then he writes about envelope on page 17. Av Shemach. Envelopes. What would you say about envelopes? Say people are machpin. I don't want to mess up an envelope. Just stamazoi. And they don't make things out of. They don't necessarily. They'd sooner take a piece of paper out and you know, put, than to take a... What about a checkbook? Checkbook? Pasha checkbook, rake, muktus machmus kisvarim, kiss. The bnei other makpidim, sholish damish, lashar dvarim, im checking rakim, machmus chashivusim. Now you don't want to, you know, ruin checks. So therefore the checkbook is considered muktus machmus kiss. Fucking checking shikvar chosrum in a bank, muktsin machmus kisvarim, the other matsneum. So people have the checks they already got back. We have to keep cheshbon for taxes, whatever. For yishtamishim on the shad varm. What about the bottom page? Well, cell phones. Is a cell phone considered muktzim of the machzor chisar kis? Or klishim lachdol is?
Accidentally
charged, operated,
or moved,
and did something. So, it's Herich's cell phone. Say he put an alarm on the cell phone. On Shabbos, there's a go off for Shabbos morning. So then he wants to put it in a different room, so it won't disturb anymore. So can he pick it up? So he says, no, it's Mukhtar Machmas Chisar and Kiss. He says, on page 21, he said, the Alma says, the Horf and the Stamp cell phone, who Mukhtar Machmas Chisar and Kiss, Tisha Bechol Yimos HaShavu, who Mutalto, or Ana Va'ana, Kfiya Tzorech, Eino Mutzamtem Shimush Machmas Chisivoso, Val Mashab, Eino Shem Melo, who Eino Yochol Ishtamish Bo, Decho Adam Lachtsos, Lo Mokum, right, that's what I do. After, when Shabbos comes, you take Shehera off, you put it in a,
why can't we say
Klisha Malachto Lisser? No, but maybe it's worse than that. Because it's Klisha Malachto Lisser, it is. But then you don't use it for, at least on Shabbos, you don't use it for anything else.
Right.
Because you don't want it to get in the way of Shabbos and you pour water on it. Or so you want to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you makza mokum. And he says kids like to play with it, so you don't want the kids to play with it, you'll ruin your cell phone. But he says, Reisi, Peshutta Gos Moshe, because of the telephone, the tape recorder, the camera, calculator, Eidu Muxbach Zum, Knizav Shem Kalim Kashum, came into Eidu Makbilem Kola Shavua, Nicham Mokham Yuchad, Elam Nochem Lo Shulchan, Fizah Gamaniel Shulchan, Sainu Dinke. In other words, is it Tolay when you Makbid the rest of the week or on Shabbos? He says, the rest of the week you're not so Makbid on these things. You leave your calculator out. Well, so here in Mabakach, Eidu Kola Shavua, Eidu Makbilem, Shem Shem Rotsa Lishtabishman, Rotsa Shibuzon, Mal Yodo, readily available, so you're not going to be of a halal b'shabbos and mele in a b'shabbos and bemes u'makpid la'nichem u'mokum kavua. But he says, but on Shabbos you're makpid to put it in a mokum kavua, so then maybe that will make it b'chmur machas chisar and kiss. Because you'd have to makpid not to use it for something.
Rabbi, the psalm of Moshe is interesting because by paper, by night, he said, "Fakir." Since your mark did not use anything else, it's mark was chisaron kis, even if you're using it to keep in the safe.
Yeah, he says paper. He says your mark pin, because you don't want to use it for something else, and therefore it's considered muktzmach as chisaron kis.
Yeah, here he's saying it's not Marcus Kisar and Kiss because I keep it in different places. It's not because I won't not use it for something else. You're not going to ask me to use the camera for it. Ramosha doesn't go with it. Ramosha goes here because I put it on the table, I put it all over the place. But maybe you do the same thing.
Right. He's saying he's. So it's a Stickles theory, he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear. Okay. Nobody to think about.
Rabbi, just halacha lemaisa. Can you put a pillow on the phone if it's making noise? You set the alarm, it goes off, and it's waking up the whole house.
Somehow you could turn it off machinery.
Oh wow! So putting a pillow would not be a problem at all, Chavar.
Yeah, somehow you can take your teeth, and yeah.
Wow, interesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's fine, for sure.
Stomach. He says that the question of moving it, so that's the shaila of. Yeah, he talks about the sticky things on page 17, at the bottom.
Post-it
notes. Adhesive or adhesive? What does it want to say here? But as you see, what says? What does he say?
What page?
Page 19. Maybe he means adhesive. Adhesive. Not adhesive.
Right.
Probably means adhesive. Right. You have to realize the reason that they do this, all the transliterations, is because they dafka not want to write any modern Hebrew word.
Yeah,
because that was the Sama Rebbe Shita, that the modern Hebrew words are hustle. So that's why all these foreign, like Rav Shlomo Zalman will use the word Hashmal for electricity, but the Satmar Sefer, they'll never use the word Hashmal for it, because that's modern Hebrew. They'll write out in Yiddish electric. So that's why he's writing all these words in So I think he means adhesive. Kamin machberes haknikra belaz. Adhesive shem harbe niyarsim devek bekatzeyu shadvukim hadadi umstaber tezemuktsum shum shaniyos eilush asum zdabkim al dover acher. In other words, they're stickers, like stickers. They're made to take off and put on something else. Dechla machpidim shalun shtam shem ledvar macherim. Well, שנאים שמותו לשתמש בשבש בינוס דבק אלו שרי חיבור חולוש ראינו בכלל המפרק דיורס תבוקים אז you say מחלץ למולוכה maybe it's okay because it's not really דבוק and they want to just put it in the book for a simon
שדר כם to keep the place
So he says, so you have stickers, you have a whole book of stickers. Stavit is a mukta, b'shem di niyors eilu, sh'asui l'dapla d'varacha, v'derchal makpina sh'lulin sh'tamish. By these things, you don't want to lose them. So you makpid not to use them for anything else. But this is assuming that even klisha malach to l'heter, because he's saying that even though maybe it's technically not even considered an isser, because it's flimsy, chibur cholosh. So again, if you work with Yeshua's Yaakov, then it's how kol tole b'chol echad ve'echad kifi, you know. How much the Bailam Amak. That's also a Kiddush. It could be, in other words, to say that it's a personalized thing. Because you might be different than me in this regard. There's certain things in it, but.
What have you done for Chachana before Shabbos, like with the stone? So, yeah.
So he says the Evan is still considered.
What's the Gedarim for that?
Yeah. He's saying when you miyached it from before. That's how what he said before. Mm-hmm. Then he, last, I think on page 20, he bought an esrog a couple of weeks before Sukkos. So could you metaltel kodem machag? So he says muktzah machlus kisaron kis. So therefore, the other mahakbin ma'od al esrog shakana. Bedamim tarti mashmer. Shelo yitaltelu l'migne kedei shelo tishtanim ariso machmas rov. You don't want to move it around. You want your buy esrog, leave it. Friday, and then if you makban on the pitom could like that. And he says that he working with the shita that if you miyachin makom, then even if it's klisha machdol heter. In other words, if you hold it has to be a klisha machdol iser, then an esrog is not a klisha machdol iser. But if you hold that it doesn't have to be. Something that you're very machpin on, and so then it would be a problem. That was the machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah, and others. See, it's different than matzahs. Matzahs that if people have been not to eat them before Pesach, it's a machal. The esrog. Both of us had the esrog kemoshu who ain't a machal. Lo shayach be'al kol kach sfaras har sameach. Don't ain't a machal. Lo sameach said you're not masich daito from a machal. But the esrog we don't view as a machal. Shani esrog shomer back the mitzvah. Before Yom Tov at least. Ken ela de machal. Ken also afal gav shoroi l'achila. So even though it was, so again, the esrog would be a typical example. If you hold it, you have to be... So that it's not. But if you're saying that no, it's something that the gamri machtsa b'daito, so then even if it's not, so here you have a gamri machtsa. The Shulchan Aruch said schor is different. The question is, does it mean that it's dafka schorah? Or something that has the same level of haktsah, like schorah? Like, you know, you bought an esrog before Sukkos, you don't want to see it till Sukkos. What are you going to, you know, before you know it, it'll be ruined. So Rav Harford says, so that's a klisha malachto, muhtu machos chisaron kis. But not every, but if you hold that it has to be a klisha malachto this, then it wouldn't apply. Okay, everyone says, so this is, this is the Indian that we have here. Okay, Shkoyach, I'm sorry for the delay.
But,
okay, and there's Rameh is here with us now, a different Chevra. We should all be Menachem Ovel, Rameh Kesseman, who was just got up from Shiva for the Petira of his mother. Amochem Yenachem Eschem, Esoch Shar, should have Nechamos and good memories, Bez Hashem.
Amen.